We've worked extremely hard to eradicate the losses. We're getting both sides of our game correct at the moment, which is really good. And we've played some really good teams as well in them three games. You know, Fleetwood was a local derby, Wigan a local derby in a way, and they're going really well in the league. And then we've played really the top team in November, and supposedly I've been told that that's the first time they haven't scored since the first game of the season. So to keep three clean sheets against them, especially after the run that we've just come out of, is hugely encouraging for the rest of the season.
And can you pinpoint a specific area or anything that's changed in terms of training? Because you always talk about the hard work and the work behind the scenes that the players are putting in training. But presumably that hasn't changed throughout the season. That work ethic has always been there.
The work ethic has always been there, I think. The big difference is that we're starting to put the ball in the back of the net. I think even the five games where we never picked up any points, we created lots of chances and score. We kept it tight and the other teams punished us with the chances they had. So now we're starting to punish the teams with the chances that we're starting to have, and we're defending almost exactly the same with a little bit more thought and a little bit more determination.
And following on from that Peterborough game, how are you looking in terms of injuries? Said Martin Patterson has a bit of a tight calf. Is that still an issue?
Yeah, he may be the only one that misses out from the squad that we've had. I think everybody else is okay. We've got a couple of bumps and bruises with the weather and the heavy pitch of the two games that we've played against Wigan, as well as Peterborough in the heavy rain. But we're fortunate that we do take care of the players. We try and look after the players as well as, and hopefully, apart from Martin, it might be a little bit too early for the Oldham game, but we're hoping that he's going to be okay for the Barnsley game.
And how do you assess your league position? You go into Christmas Day 4 points above safety. Is that better than where you expected to be?
I'm not really sure where I expected to be. You know, I keep on saying we've started from ground zero when I first came into the football club, and only having a handful of players, and three of them were youth team players. So we've gradually built up a competitive squad anyway, and we seem to be competing with the teams certainly in and around us, but we seem to be competing much more now with the teams above us. We are where we're at the moment, which is good, and we're certainly in a better position than what we were three games ago, that's for sure.
And do you now start to put targets in place for the rest of the season?
Well, we'll see how far the run takes us, but you know, the first port of call was always 26 points. That's what the team got last year, and they got relegated. So let's get rid of the 26 points, and we're not the worst team in the history of Blackpool over the last couple of years. And then, obviously, the next stage, I suppose, is 50 points, and that's almost the safety mechanism to get 50 in. Nine times out of 10, you're going to be safe for that. But if we can get close to 50 as quick as we possibly can, then we'll see where we are with how many games left, and we'll try and push on.
And it's a busy festive period. How does Christmas week look for these Blackpool players? Do you have them in on Christmas Day?
We've been working extremely hard over the last 2 or 3 weeks to making sure that the fitness lasts over the Christmas, because there's lots of games. We don't need to do much. The state of the pitches, the rain, the physical demand that the players have had over the Christmas period will be more so what we've done over the last 3 or 4 weeks. So we'll work all the way up to Christmas. We'll have Christmas Day off, spend time at the home, and we'll come in very early on Boxing Day morning to make sure everybody's still okay after the work that we've been doing. And we'll be ready and raring to go for the Boxing Day game against Oldham.
The players clearly know how to look after themselves, but is it just a case of gently reminding them not to overindulge over Christmas?
I think they're a good bunch. I think they know what's right and what's wrong, and they've certainly applied themselves so far in everything that we've asked. So there's a little bit of trust going back, and it's always nice not just to travel in for over a drive, I suppose, and just do a 20-minute session where it's just coming in for the sake of coming in. We've done all our work. It's nice for them to spend a little bit of time at home, whether they have to not indulge themselves as everybody has done, and that's a skill and an art in itself. And I'm sure the players will look after themselves, and they can't wait for the game to come along. They're looking forward to it, especially with the run that we've been having. And I'm sure they'll have a really good Christmas, but at the same time, they'll have certainly both eyes on the Oldham game.
How did you find this festive period when you were a player? Obviously, the fixture list has been kind this year in that you're at home on Boxing Day and no travelling. You've given them the day off, but how do you reflect back on this time?
Well, it's a long time ago to reflect, that's for sure. And when you're a professional footballer, the Christmas time and the new year time is all about just playing football on a regular basis, either 2 or 3 days, or even some cases when I played, we used to play on Boxing Day and the day after. So we used to play 2 games in 2 days, so there's nothing different. As I say, you're grown up with that, and you just get on with it.
It's a good time of year for the fans, isn't it, as well? And it's passed down from generation to generation of just going and watching football on Boxing Day.
Well, yes, it's always been a good day to come and watch a team, isn't it? And hopefully with the last three results that we've had, we may get one or two more coming through the gate to watch Blackpool play, because hopefully the word's going round that the team's trying its best. It's playing for the shirt and it's winning games, which it hadn't done in the past. And if that makes a few people come through the gate, then we've done our job.
And we're counting down the days to the January transfer window and when you can look at bringing more players into the club. Have you set out your targets? Do you know who you're going for?
Yes, we've given the list to Carl, and he's getting on with that along with Nick, our secretary. So we're making inquiries and we're trying to bring people in.
Can you tell us how many players you'd like to bring in?
Well, it's ideally more than one or two. Three or four would be great, but let's see who we can get. If we can win the next game against Oldham, which is all we're concentrating on now, it puts us in a better position in the league and we might be able to attract better players.
You've got a few players on loan as well, the likes of Andy Little and Elliot Lee. Their loan spells come to the end at the beginning of January. So is that something you're looking to extend or liaise with those clubs about potentially bringing them back?
Yeah, we're liaising with all the clubs that have the loan players that we've got to see whether we can do it on a permanent basis or extend the loan system. And we'll be trying, as I say, we've been trying along with trying to recruit players, signing players along with the loan players to try and make them stay a little bit longer.